Good morning, everybody. Moving forward in Simkuf Peites, we finished the last time a couple of shiurim on the issue of unabandonedness. So now we move to the other two major days that we have to keep in mind in terms of expected vesis. That's the vesis afloga and vesis achodesh. So really today, mostly like to look at the basic gemaras that that teach us about this. Not too much of fancy stuff, just to see the sugyas to get everything clear. Some of this we've really talked about already. An earlier shiurim, as I said, at the beginning of the year, we kind of spent a lot of time on some basic things, which now fall into place as we move through the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah says in Nida, in the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, from the first source, the Mishnah says, "V'kol shekavah shlosha pomim harezev veses." Okay, as we know, right? Once you kavah something three times, that's considered to be a fixed veses, and you always have to be choshesh for that particular day. Okay, in order to establish a veses, all we need to say three times on that same day. Now, actually, the particular Mishnah there happens to be talking about Vesas Haguf, okay, which we'll get to later. The particular topic of that Mishnah is, you know, physical symptoms and so on. But that's even though that's what the Mishnah is talking about, it's a general klal. Now, the particular Mishnah was talking about the establishing Vesas based on having the same physical symptoms that lead to that result or followed by getting a period three times in a row. So that's a shlosha pomim, that can cover Vesas. But again, this is the klal in general for Kriyas Vesas. You need three times, even though that's not what the Mishnah is talking about over there. That's the first Mishnah on Samach Gimel and Aleph source one. The second Mishnah on Samach Gimel, or the next Mishnah rather, it's actually two Mishnahs. So if you look at Samach Gimel and Beis, is the two Mishnahs on the page. So the second one says the following. And this is about Vesas Hafloga. Even though actually Vesas Hafloga is later in the Sugya, then as we'll see, we'll start a little today about Vesas Chodesh, but the Shulchan Aruch mentions Vesas Hafloga first. Okay, here in the Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch speaks first about Vesas Hafloga. So that's what I'll do, because we're following the order of the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Gemara would seem to be the other way around. But okay, and there's a reason for it, because it's actually, as we'll see, perhaps somewhat questionable whether, you know, where Vesas HaChodesh is even specified in the Gemara. It's not so clear. We'll get to that in a moment, or not in a moment, but at the end of the Shir. But let's first talk about Vesas HaFloga. The second Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, source number two, Hoy Salimuda, we've seen this many times, Hoy Salimuda Leos Roa Yom Tesvot. Woman always saw on day 15. Okay, day 15 means 15 days, actually, as we'll see, 15 days since the conclusion of her Yomei Nida. In other words, 22 days since first seeing. Okay? She saw for X number of months in a row, always at 15, you know, day, 15 day intervals, and suddenly one particular month she did not see on the 15th, she saw on the 20th. So the following month, the following month, both the 15th, because that was her established interval, and therefore 15 days later, she's going to be Asura again. She has to be Choshesh's. That you know, that this 20 thing was an aberration of some sort, and I should go back to 15. But on the other hand, maybe it was an aberration. She saw once on day 20. Maybe she has to, she's going to see again on day 20. So the zev is asur. Shinsa pamayim liyom chok. She saw now two times in a row on 20. Still zev is asur. She hasn't been okay. She hasn't uprooted the 15th yet because it's only been two times that she saw on day 20, and she hasn't established day 20 permanently yet. But on the other hand, she's seen now twice. So again, zev is asur. Shinsa Gimel Pamel Yom Chav, but if now she saw a third time, you know, on day 20, then Hutar Tesvav, then the 15th for the next month is eliminated. She need not, she does not have to be partial from her husband. She need not be Choshesh at all on day 15 anymore. The Kabbal Yom Chav, and now 20 has been established. She'ain Isha Kovas Lovesis Ad Shitikwa. And a Gimel Pamim, you don't, a woman does not establish a Vesis until it's established three times, okay? As we saw again in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph regarding Vesago, and Eina Mitaheres Mina Veses, she can't uproot that Veses, Ad She'Te'aker Mena Gimel Pamim, so she's uprooted three times. And this we call Veses Hafloga, Hafloga being interval, right, the Veses of interval days or intervening days, okay? And as we'll see, the numbers 15 and 20 used here are 15 and 20 after the Zayin Yemei Nida. So 22 and 27%. Again, these are just example dates. Not that pivotal. When it says when she saw the 15th, she means 22 days since the last period, the last Riyah, took place. Okay? And that's what we call the Vesas Hafloga. Vesas has to do with intervening or interval days. Okay? Now that's the sugya on Sama Gimel. This is Rashi in three. And Matar Shemesta Sur Koyim Shemesta Shematira. She has to still consider that other day as a Shematira on that Vesis, on that day of the Vesis. Okay. Now, earlier on in the Gemara, how do we know that it's talking about 15 or 20 since the last year? So that's a sugya back on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, which again we've seen before. Okay. Amale Abaye. Abaye is talking to Rav Yosef. Remember, Rav Yosef was a student of Rav Yehuda, who was a student of both Rav and Shmuel. Okay, that's what we find in the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, and sometimes Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, we're not talking about the Tana Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda, the Amora. Rav Yehuda studied both under Rav and under Shmuel, and that's why he quotes sometimes Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, and sometimes Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Okay, and Rav Yosef was a Talmud of his, but due to his an illness, so Yosef forgot a lot of what he learned and so on. And Abaye, who was a Talmud of Rav Yosef, very often we find in the Gemara, Abaye would tell things over to Rav Yosef, remind him, Rav Yosef, who taught you that? He said, you did. You know, he would remind him of his learning and so on. Yeah, it's like an amnesia, whatever illness it was. So this is one of those cases. Amalei Abaye, at Amrit Nihalon, you taught us this rule. Here's what he was talking about. Okay, for our purposes and now. Okay. Ha'isalimud liros yom tesvav. The Shinsel Yom Chav, that's our mission. Abaye was commenting, talking to Rav Yosef about our mission, the mission on Daf Samach Gimel Beis. This is Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. And the only reason I printed it is really because Rashi, in Source 5, Rashi on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph kind of elaborates more than he did. He didn't really say much on the mission Samach Gimel, because he already said it on Lamed Tes. So the more on Lamed Tes is quoting the mission on Samach Gimel, so Rashi fills in the details more on Lamed Tes. Okay? So, what's the issue over there? The issue is there, can a woman be koveya a versus Yimei Ziva? Right? The 11 days of Yimei Ziva. 7-11, 7-11, and Yimei Ziva. That's the issue there. So look in Rashi in 5. Okay, again, on Lama Tesman Aleph, Hochi Yarsina. Ha Amrit Nihalan, Al Mishna Zu, Amrit Lana Mishmei, in the name of, you taught us this, in the name of Rabbi Huda, in the name of Shmuel in that case, the Ein Isha Kovas Aves Yimei Ziva. Okay, a woman cannot be koveya versus meziva. Now, we don't need to go into all that detail now. We kind of discussed that. But anyway, that's the sugya over there. And they bring this Mishnah by us, our Mishnah on Sama Gimel. Okay, ha'isalimuda, look at the line 4. Ha'isalimuda, first line of 4. Ha'isalimuda lios royom tesvab, v'shin tzimchav, zev is asur l'shamish. Shin tzipam yomchav, zev is asur. Amrit lanala, and you told us this, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo shna ela tesov l'tvilasa. When that Mishnah talks about day 15, the Mishnah we started with on Sama Gimel Beis, not the second Mishnah we mentioned, okay, on Sama Gimel Beis, which says Yom Tesvav and so on, it means Yom Tesvav l'tvilasa on the right level. Yom Tesvav l'tvilasa, meaning after the seven you may need this up on the right level, right? I mean, the right as soon as day 7 is over, she can go to the mikra, even if she saw all 7 days. Okay, or 5 of the 7, whatever, you have to wait 7 days, and you go to the mikveh immediately thereafter, and this is Tesvav L'Tvilasa, Shein Chof Beis L'Riyasa, 22. Why do we insist on that? The Hasam Emei Nidasa Kai Lo, Aval Tesvav L'Riyasa, Emei Zivasa Kai Lo Kava. Okay, if you figure it out, 15 since the first Riyah is smack in the middle of the 11 days. Yeah, after the 7 days of Nida, you have 11 days, means through 18, from 7 to 18, are the Emei Ziva. Okay, so the Mishnah can't be talking literally about day 15 since the first year, because that would land up smack in the middle of the Meziv. Again, this is on the Raisa level and so on. And remember why? Because remember how the Torah classifies the Meziv as Lo Es Nidasa. Again, we discussed it at the time, right? The Meziv are called, she'll see many days below Es Nidasa. The Meziv are classified as Lo Es Nidasa. So according to this opinion, you can't be koveya veses in days which the Torah calls lo es nidasa, right? The Mei Zivah are considered, that's considered a ria below es nidasa. So you can't say that that's the veses, okay? Anyway, okay, so and if you do the math, I mean, now's not the time, but if you look in the Sugya on Lamed Tes, so then she saw, if you mean koveya veses 3 times, so 2 out of the 3 will land be Mei Zivah. In other words, if you're doing this 15, if it means 15, means literally, because the next 15 will be Mei Nida, right? The 15 after that, which is day 30, so it's 7, 11, is 18. Okay, then she'll see again. Let's see, then she'll see again. Well, certainly according to the Rambam, she'll see again, let's say, the 7 will be again day 25, so day 30 is in the middle of the Mei Nida now. But even not according to the Rambam, if she sees 15 days later, 30, that'll be Yom Nida. Okay, because she's seeing that day. That'll be Eis Nidasa. But again, the 15 after that won't be. And she told me we can Koveya three times, two out of three. You end up, okay, you can figure through the sugar over there on Daf Lamed test. Let's look at the Rashi, because again, Rashi explains our mission, really. Okay, because the Gemara there is quoting the mission. That's why I really printed this. All right, so how have you seen it again? Limuda means regila, fine, the regularity. Yom Tesvav, the Kamar Yom Tesvav, the Tvidasa. Vishin Salavas, the Yom Chav Pamacha. Zev is there, Surin. So Rashi explains the following. Look at the Rashi on Lamed Tesvav and Aleph, source 5, in the middle there. Zev is there, Surin. Ain Tzarech Omer Tesvav, Sheavar, Sheasur. When he says Zev is there, Surin, it's an unusual Gemara, right? It can't mean the 15th in the past, because the 15th just passed, that day is Asur. Shari Kolarim Tina, Shematir, the Kamar Chav Adonai Farsh Mishra, Samar Vesta. Obviously, that was her. She always saw on day Tesvav. So obviously, day Tesvav, she was parish from her husband, right? That's her vessels. On that first day 20, you don't have to tell me that she's asur on that day either. She saw day 20. She's neither. Because I mean, this is obvious. What Rashi is spelling out? Because she yachzor v'yagia Tesvav. The next month, right, when the next day 15 arrives, Asur l'shamish, okay, Asur l'shamish, Hayom Vestalu, Vadayin lo dilaika l'pamacha. She only missed it once. So the next 15th day interval arrives, it's still Asutar. And Ein Vestas get neck or pachas megimel pamim. Okay, that hasn't been uprooted three times. Uchshagiyom chafleria, on the other hand, if day 20 arrives, okay, shalchav asur l'shamish shematikba v'esbechav l'chav, because maybe this is a new pattern she's now developing. She saw it once on day 20, so maybe next time it's going to be a 20-day interval also. So therefore, shasur then also shari shinsa pamach z'yom chav and rechain pamam l'chom yom chav zev z'asurin yom tesvav v'yom chav haba. Okay, the following month and then the third month. Now avol gimel pamam yom chav. Once already three times she saw after a 20-day interval, not after a 15-day interval. Then Huto Yom Tesvav, Vanessa Yom Chav. Then the 15th day interval is gone, because now she's changed her pattern to see on the 20th day. Okay. Now, then the Gemara says, okay, Shmuel says, Lo Shanu Otisal Tesal Tilasa. Lo Shanu, says Rashi, Dil Yom Tesvav, Haveskavu, Dil Boy Tilasa Zinu Mikara, that we need three days to Lamakre around it, to uproot it. That's a Lashay Serugil Yom Tesvav Latvilasa, Lesof Zayin Lemenida. Day 22, that's already back in the Yemei Nida, potentially Yemei Nida, because she had her 7 and she had 11, that ended at 18. And now day 22 is 4 days into the potential Nida. Anyway, that's the sugya on Daf Lamed Tes. Now let's move to source number 6, which is the Gemara on Daf Samach Dalad Amin Aleph. Bottom of Samach Dalad Aleph goes over to Samach Dalad base. Okay, here we have the following statement. The commission said, "Eini shakavas avesa chigvana mechula." Amar of Papa, lo amaran el lemikba. That which we said, okay, that she doesn't establish anything until it happens three times. That's in terms of being koveya, that as the yom avesas. Avalemechas law, okay, but to be suspicious, to be concerned, to be a better word, to be concerned, okay, lemechas law. Then Bechad is in the Chaysha, that maybe she's going to see again on this new day, okay, after this new interval period, that we're Choshesh even after one time. We're not Koveya it. That's our Papa says. We're not Koveya it, but we're Mechash. That's Bechad is in the Chaysha, okay? The Chaysha. Let's look in Rashi 7. Samach Dalam and Olive. Lo Amoran, the Ein Kovas Ad Shetikbuen, Shalosh Pomim, that she's not Kovas a vessel until it happens three times. That's Elamikbe, that have a Dayashaita. Okay, that we can say Dayashaita, we don't have to tell things retroactively and so on. That's only if the Enochanami, that needs three times. That's in terms of being Kovay or Kovas, that Yom. But Lamechash Bechadazim, this is Rashi, but Lamechash Bechadazim, Chayshah, Shimros up Yom Tesla, Pamachas, Choshesh, so Tesla above, Elo Teshamesh. If she saw once at a 15 day interval, then the following month, she'll have to be Choshesh at a 15 day interval also, and she shouldn't have Tashmish. So ask the Gemara 1 second. Second line of 6. The Gemara asks, Lita Samut Aramal, my Kamashon, what's Rav Papa telling us? Tanina, that's the Mishnah. What's Rav Papa's Chiddush? Asked the Gemara. What news is Rav Papa sharing with us? That's the Mishnah, Tanina, right? High selling mood of the year, so Yom Chem Yashasar, Vishinse Esrim, Zevze Asurin. I mean, that's what the Mishnah said, right? She always saw day 15, and now one time she saw day 20. So the following month, day 20 is also, we're Choshesh for that day. But we still keep 15 in the mix because it only happened once. So what is Rav Papa telling us that the Mishnah didn't already communicate? That's the Gemara there. Rav Papa said, oh, right, the Mishnah said, Gemara said, you can't undo a Vessus until she doesn't see on that day three times. Right, you can't undo a Vessus until three times go by. Okay? I'm sorry, this is for the first one. The first one, Papa says, or the other way around, I'm sorry, to be Koveya, it takes three times, but we're concerned that a possibility even after one time. So Gemara asks, isn't this, I jumped ahead. God, I just said again. Said again. The first statement of Papa. Okay, if Papa says in order to be Koveya, it needs three times, but even after one time, you're Choshesh for the possibility, and therefore that day is Usher and Tashmish. But isn't that what the Mishnah says? Okay, that's exactly what the Mishnah says. So what's our Papa sharing? We don't really know. So where it says, no, Ime Hosam. Okay, and when you say, my point is, when you say in the Zevze Asurin, that means you're Choshesh after one time. Isn't that what it means? If it's Zevze Asurin, even the new day is also the next month. That means by definition, we're Choshesh after one time. So what's Rav Papa telling us? Oh, for Chashash, we're Choshesh after one time. Good, that's exactly what the Mishnah said. Zevze Asurin. What else does Zevze Asurin mean? The old one is Asur because he was Koveya many times. The new day is Asur because you did it once. So once is enough to be Choshesh. So what is Rav Papa adding, telling us? Oh, once is enough to be Choshesh. That's what Zevze Asurin means. There were choshes after one time. So our answer is no. Ime hasam havmina hani mila hechad the kaimer shochim in idasa. Aba hechad the lo kaimer shochim in idasa. Hello, kamash malon. The Papa's chiddush is no. If I would just have had the Mishnah, I might have thought that we're only concerned if the new day, the new established day, is a day when it lands be main idasa, when it could be, and when she could become an ida. But if it's a day that's not during main idasa, then maybe she shouldn't even have to be choshes for that day. So Kamash Ron of Papa, the Papa teaches know that even if the new day is May Ziva, she still has to be Choshesh. That's the Chiddush of her Papa. Okay? That's the Chiddush of her Papa. Let's look at Rashi and start to the next page. Hani Mili. Heicha de Karma Ose Yom Shishin Sabo. That day, that new day that she now saw after X number of days, the new one. Okay? She used to always see 15, now she saw 20. When are we Choshesh for day 20 the following month? Again, the interval of day 20 the following month. That's only like the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave actual examples. Again, that's the one of what it says in the Mishnah at time of Gimel. She saw on day 15. 15 means 22. 22 since the first 3 year. 15 since the Tvila. Okay, at the end of the 7 days, the Raisa Tvila Venida. But day 15 means day 22 since the most recent, the beginning of the Riyah, right? And now, Shinsel Yom, Esum Latvila, Shein Esum, Yishevel Riyah, and now suddenly she saw on day 20 since the Tvila, which means day 27 since the initial Riyah, okay? Chimhoder Mata Yom Tesol Latvila, so Kamala Biyom Harulein in the Nida. And the next time, day 15, arrived, 15 since the Tvila, 22, that'll end up in the days of the Nida. Why? So Shomul Achar Tvila Yud Alash Shabinida Lidim Nichlas Arbo Yom, like we saw earlier, right? She's already 4 days into the Nida Yomim. Aval Hecha de Kai Bisochem Ezivasa Kigon. Let's look at this case. Shai Salimuda Leros Liom Chamishasa Latvilasa. Vigdima Verasa Bisochem Ezav Kom La Sira Latvila. Okay, maybe the change the following month was to 10 days. He went the other way. We said the Mishnah, she went from 15 to 20. What if she went from 15 to 10? Which means 10 means 17 since the Tvila. That's 17 days. That 17th day is Bimei Ziva, right? 7-11 goes up to 18. So that is Bimei Ziva. So Ema Lo Tachashlo. Maybe there you wouldn't have to be Choshesh the following month. The said Rashi, the Chimatya Tvila Sachvisa V'tipo V'yagi Yom Esrim Lo Tassir L'Shamish Da Kamalon Perek Dalad L'El. Again, that Aflamites. Kol Acharas HaBecheskes Tara. Those 11 days are there's no need of it. Kol Acharas HaBecheskes Tara. She'enam L'Zekes Roa. Hilchach Mishum Charazim Lo Tachishlo. Da Cry Ba'alma Havu. I might have thought that was a cry Ba'alma. It's like a fluke. Okay, it was a complete aberration. So that's sort of Papa. So Kamash Malan, that's sort of Papa is telling us. Okay, now the Mishnah, I might have thought for the Mishnah alone that the only time we're Choshesh for the one time is if that one time lands up in days that are right to be neither. Kamash Malan, Rav Papa says, no, even if they land up in the Yemei Ziva, even if that one time lands up the following month in the Yemei Ziva, that one interval, whatever the number it is, that one interval lands the next month in the Yemei Ziva, So then I would think that maybe not. Maybe we're not to be choshish for that day. Come on, Shmuel, that's the chiddush of Rav Papa. Okay? So that's one chiddush of Rav Papa, that even if the new day is during the Yemei Ziva, she still has to be choshish. Okay? Then the Gemara continues. Then the Gemara continues. Back to source six. Then the Gemara continues. Okay? The Gemara says, a third line of six, still on Samach Dadam and Aleph Amidah. The second teaching was that you can't undo a vessus until three times. Amar Papa, lo amaran ela tegavose tlosa zimna, the tzricha tlosa zimna mekra. Okay, Rav Papa is saying, just like you need 3 days to be kovea a day as a vessus, or an interval period as a vessus, so too, you need to have three times go by that you didn't see on that day to uproot that vessus, right? That's Rav Papa, right? I mean, just like you can't just like to establish a vessus you need three times, you also cannot undo a vessus until she doesn't see on that day three times. Okay, that's what Papa says. Okay, again, that's what the Mishnah said. Papa says it's only true if the day was established three times. You saw on that day three times, then you need to not see on that day three times in order to undo that kavis. Is that clear, everybody? Okay, just like you have to see three times to be kavir, you have to not see three times to be undo that vessus. Okay, so the Gemara asks again, why Kamashwan? Well, what is he telling us? That's the Mishnah. Okay, Trezi, I will Trezi, the Chadazim maker, right? We've only saw twice, then it can knock that one time. Ah, question, Tanina. Ain't Aisha Kavaz Vesa Tigman Ashalosh Pomim. Okay, so we also saw that in the Mishnah. Okay, we also saw that in the Mishnah. What's the Chiddush of Rav Papa again? Okay, it also seems to be what the Mishnah says. That you need three times to uproot it. You look back in the language of the Mishnah, right? So we're talking about the kovea three times and you undo it three times. So again, what's Rav Papa's chiddush? That's the Gemara's question. What's again? My kamashon tanina. So no, mal the tema chada the chada trail atarti otlasa otlasa kamash malon. No, Rav Papa's teaching us the following. I might have thought, okay. In order, you have to establish a vessus takes three times. To undo it takes three times. That's an omission. And if you saw once, then you can undo that by not seeing once on the next, that same interval. But I might have thought if you saw twice, you need twice of not seeing it that day to uproot that. Comes of Papa to tell us no. Even if you saw twice, you only need one of not seeing that day to uproot it. You follow? In other words, Rav Papa is saying, if I would have only had the Mishnah, I might have thought that if the woman sees twice, then she would need to not see twice in order to uproot that chashash. That's not true. She only needs not to see one time, even if she saw twice. You follow? That's the chiddush of Rav Papa. In other words, there's no middle ground here. Either one time uproots it, or you need three times. When do you need three times? When it's been established three times. When does one time uproot it? Not only if you see once, but even if you see twice, still one is enough to undo it. Okay, that's the chiddush of Rav Papa. All right, you're looking at Rashi. Okay. Rashi says, Chad l'chad, at the Tanina, Eina Shekavaz, Eina Metaris, Metana Gabe Hadar, Masha lo Baikir, Shalosh Pomim, Lo Misha Nikba, Shalosh Pomim. Again, the Mishnah seems to indicate very clearly, you need to, in order to undo a vessus of having seen something three times, you need to not see it on that day three times. That undoes it. Okay, but if you only had the Mishnah, chad lechad, chad akir lechad kviyas, kamashon da filo kavate trei zimnei mekra bechad zimna. Okay, so that's the chiddush of Rav Papa on that point. You don't need to not see it twice in order to undo it, having seen twice on that interval. Okay, so it's either one or three. Either you have it fixed three times, or once, even if it was not, it's anything less than three times. There's no difference between one and two. Okay, good. Yes. Okay. Now, then the Gemara concludes. Again, there's all some at the very bottom of Samach Dalman Aleph. The Gemara says, "Tanya Kavos to Rav Papa." Okay, we have a raya now to Rav Papa that what? That even if you saw it twice, it can be uprooted with only one time of not seeing on that particular day. Or again, we're talking about that interval. Okay, Tanya Kavos to Rav Papa. the brisa like that. Haisa lemuda leos roa yom esrim. Okay, if she always saw on day 20. The shin saw one time leom shloshim. Zev is asurim. Okay, good. Higir yom esrim velo rasa. The second time day 20 arrived and she didn't see. Mutaris ashamish ad yom shloshim. So she's still mutaris until the 30 day, but still must be choshesh is leom shloshim. Okay. Just a moment. Here, by the way, I should stress, it's talking about the day of the month, not the interval. Okay, so again, she always saw on the 20th of the month, and then she switched to the 30th of the month. So Zev is Asurim. Asurim means the following month, Higei Yom Esrim, Lo Rasa, Mutal Shashav Yom Shoshim, Mishkoshesh Yom Shoshim. Higei Yom Shoshim, Rasa, okay, if she saw now on day 30, meaning a second time, then Higei Yom Esrim, Lo Rasa, a third time, now the third month, next month, again, day 20 came and nothing happened, and Higei Yom Shoshim, Lo Rasa, and the third time, she also didn't see on day 30, the next time, he gave Yom Esrasa, Hutar Yom Shloshim. Hutar Yom Shloshim. Okay? And Gemara continues on Amud Aleph, next on Amud Beis, on Amud Beis. Benasar Yom Esrim, Ibn Sharek, Bizman Abbas. So this is a little bit confusing, actually, this end of the Gemara, this Raya to Rav Papa. Because the Gemara says, it's a little strange, because basically she's, it's a riot because basically it says that she saw twice on day 30. Okay. One second. Yeah. That even though she saw twice on day 30, it's still uprooted after one. That's the point. In other words, it's a riot to Rav Papa because Rav Papa said, even if you saw twice on a day, that's not enough. All you need to be okay is one miss. Okay. One miss on that day already knocks it out. That's again, everyone clear what Rav Papa's going to show you. All you need is that there's no difference in one and two. Three already, once you've established something, then you need three times of not seeing it to get rid of that day. But one or two can be gotten rid of with one miss. That's what I'm calling a miss. Yeah, Ezra.
Yeah, why is that such a chiddush? Isn't it just a regular chazaka?
Yeah, but again, I don't know if it's a chiddush, but he said, might have thought, well, whatever you did, that's how you have to undo it. It could, I mean, logical. Okay, I mean, you're right. That's the conclusion. But the Rav Papa's point is, you wouldn't have known that as having the mission. You might have thought, in order to uproot two, then you need two also to uproot it. Whatever you got to, okay, that's the chiddush. But the Bryce is a raya like this, that even if she saw twice on day 30, it's necker by one miss. Okay, that's what comes out. But what's a little strange, you look in Rashi. Yeah. Look at the last Rashi on Samach Dalam and Aleph, and then at the top of the next page. Okay, they bring a raya that, what's the raya? They're trying to bring, look at the second last Rashi, Kavose, that fila kvate trees him the mekar bechadzimim. Okay, even if it happened twice, it's nekar with once. So what's the raya? Okay, he gave last Rashi, he gave him shodra osa, he gave him mesar osa, a huta shoshim, a osid level, da ikar mine afalgav de kvate trees him the mekar bechadzimim. Okay, that's the raya. What's a little unusual is that on top of South Island Bays, it says Vanessa Yom Esim Haba, Shor Limuda Be Esim Velo Akarta Elo Shnei Pomen, Shor Akira Achon, Shor Esim Achon, Shor Lo Rosa, Shor Achar Shoshim Shnei Lava Kiri. We're bothered by the following. Okay, it's a little strange because it says, look at the words of the Gemara. It's a little strange. Look at again at the end of the Gemara on South Island, at the bottom of the page, it's the end of six. Tanya Kavasa of Papa. Let's read through it slowly. Haisa Lemuda Liosro Yom Esrim. She's always on the 20th month. Now, Shinsa Liom Shoshim. Then 1 month, she saw on the day 30 instead. So Zev is Asurin, meaning the following month, Zev is Asurin. Okay, good. So far, so good. Now, Higir Yom Esrim the following month, Velo Ross. I mean, the second time now she's not seen on day 20, right? She Mutaris Lashamish Ad Yom Shoshim. She's Mutaris till day 30. But now Choshesh is Yom Shoshim. She has to be worried about day 30 because she already saw on day 30. He gave Yom Shoshim Rasa, so now she taka saw on day 30. Okay, good. So now she's seen twice on day 30. He gave Yom Esrim Velo Rasa a third time. Now the next time that day 20 arrives, and again she didn't see. So now this is the third time that she's not seeing day 20. And so the day 20 is now out because she's now gone three times without seeing on day 20. Now, she also didn't see on day 30, Okay. And the following month, he gave Yom Esir Rasa, then Hutter Yom Shloshim. The Hutter Yom Shloshim, 30 is out because she only saw twice on 30. One second. She only saw twice on 30. But the Gemara throws in, she saw again on 20. So now she's back to being also 20. 20 was already knocked out a couple of weeks. 20 was already knocked out, no? Okay, 20 was already knocked out three times. So what did the Gemara add with this Bryce really adding with the phrase, Higei Yom Esim Arasa? I understand Huta Yom Shloshim. She didn't never saw that third time on day 30. So that, and that's the rioter of Papa. Right? She never saw. So the third time, Higei Yom Shloshim below Rasa. Right? The third day 30 arrived. This time she didn't see. So she actually only ended up seeing on day 30 twice. So therefore, Hutar Yom Shloshim, day 30 is now out of the mix. Good. So that's a rider of Papa, that even though she saw twice on day 30, that's not enough to be called anything, and one miss is out. What's this been about? Higei Yom Esim Arasa. Why does the price of throw that if she saw on day 20? Who cares when she did see? It's really, 20 was already out, because she already had three times where she didn't see 20. So that's a little bit difficult here. Okay? So, and the Gemara says, Nesar Yom Esim. Okay? So Rashi is very strange. You look at 8, okay? Rashi is very strange. Vinesa Yom Esim Haba, the following 20. 30 is now out because she never had a third Re'i on day 30. Right? She never had a third occurrence on day 30. So that we get. Day 30 is out. That's a rioter of Papa. That I understand. What's this? Higei Yom Esim. 20 was already knocked out. Now it came back in. It's the third. I mean, I understand the circumstances. What the Bryce is saying is that the, in effect, the fourth, three times in a row, day 20 was out, okay? Except the third, and was replaced by day 30 in month one and month two. In month three, it was not replaced by day 30. She saw neither on 20 nor 30. And the following month, she saw 20, so 20 is back in the mix, okay? So says Rashi, very strange. Says, look in Rashi in 8, the top Rashi in Samach Dalmud Beis in either. V'nesu yom esim haba, shari lemuda be'esim v'lo akarta ela shnei pamim. That's not true. That's not the case. We mean lo akarta ela shnei pamim. Okay, that's not true. It's three pamim. Okay, look at the text. It's a straight Gemara. Look at the text. Hai salimuda three lines from the bottom on 6. Hai salimuda liros yol yom esim v'shinsa. That's the first time liom shoshim. She changed the day 30, not 20. Good. Zevi zasurim. He gave yom esim the second time below rasa. That's two times she now didn't see on day 20. Then Muteras Hashemish Adi Yom Shoshim Choshesh Yom Shoshim Higiyom Shoshim Rasa Higiyom Esim V'lo Rasa another third time. So what does Rashi mean? What do you mean? Lo Akarta El Shnei Pamim. The presentation in the Brice is that three times did happen that she didn't see on day 20. So what does Rashi mean? Lo Akarta El Shnei Pamim. So he says no. Shara Akira Achrona Shel Esim Achrona Shelo Rasa Shachar Shloshim Shneim Lava Akirei Shari Lo Shinsa Liom Shloshim. Important point. The third time, the first time she didn't see day, she always saw day 20. Okay. Now, 1 month came, she saw day 30 instead of day 20. Next month, again, day 30 instead of day 20. Next month, she didn't see day 20, but she also didn't see day 30. So Rashi seems to be saying that that third time is not going to count as an Akira. Because why? Because it's true she didn't see on day 20, but it wasn't replaced by anything. She didn't see again on day 30. You hear that? So look at the words of Rashi. This is where most learn Rashi. Sharakira achrona shal esim achrona shalu rosa shachar shloshim shniim lav akirahi shari lo shinsa liyom shloshim hashlishim lo rosa yom esim lechodesh kevesta. That third one was not replaced by anything. And the next month she saw back on day 20. So day 20 is still alive. That's the point Rashi's saying. Apparently the Rashi says that Akira is not just that she didn't see once on that particular day, but she didn't see on that day and instead saw on a different day. You hear? You know what Rashi is? That's how you have to learn Rashi. Okay? In other words, the Akira means she did not see on the regular day and instead she saw on a different day. But if she did not see on the regular day and did not replace it, and in fact just missed a month entirely, which I guess could happen. Not I guess, it does happen. She missed the month entirely, but then the following month resumed seeing it on the same day she always said it for the last 5 years. So then that's still in the mix. You hear the Chiddush Rashi? Someone follow what I'm saying? In other words, the Akira means, uprooting the Vesis means, not just that you missed seeing the Vesis on that day, but rather that you didn't see anything You missed that day and replaced it with a different day. Okay, but here, and that's the beginning of the Brisa. Right, the third month, it says, Higiyam Esmano Asav, Higiyam Sloshim Elo Ro Asav. So there's an important point that Rashi's making, if this is what Rashi means, for some learn Rashi, that the Akira doesn't mean only that she didn't see on a certain day, what she had always seen, but she didn't see on that day and instead saw on another day. You follow? That's an Akira. Otherwise, it's not an Akira, it's just some sort of an aberration. She just missed the month entirely. She missed the month entirely. Okay, something happened. It was her diet. It was this, it was that, whatever happened. She missed a month. But now the following month, she went back to day 20. So day 20 is still in the mix. 20 has never been uprooted. That's what comes out from Rashi. Okay? And when here, that's a simple way of reading Rashi. And that's what the Gemara means by concluding, Mipnei Shorech Bizmano Ba. Look in the last Rashi in 8. Mipnei Shorech Zeshech Chozer Lashuv Yom Esim Bizmano Rishon Ba. It came back. The day it always came back. For 1 month, something happened. She missed a month. Okay, but then it came back the following month on the regular expected day. So that day has not been uprooted. You hear that? That's what Rashi says. So it's true. And again, that's not why this Bryce was brought in. This Bryce was brought in to prove Rav Papa's point, okay, that even seeing twice does not establish a chazaka. Seeing twice no different than seeing once. You don't need two misses to uproot two re'ias on a particular day. Okay, that we got. But the other point that the Brisa makes is an important point, at least according to Rashi. And there is a different way to read Rashi. It's not really our issue is now, but there's some who say that Rashi means we'll have to come back to it. The other way of reading Rashi is that they say that the day 20, she's not Choshesh because it was Nekar three times. But the Chiddush is, until you establish a new Veses, the other one can come back. In other words, not as radical. Day 20 was knocked out, but it can come back even after one time as a Veses Kavua, as long as you haven't established it with another Veses. Until you establish a new Veses, the old one can come back after once. Here, it's a little different angle on Rashi. It's true. No, the verses, it's not like the first way we learned Rashi, that third Akira doesn't count because it wasn't replaced by it. It does count. It was knocked out. Day 20 was knocked out. But the Chiddush is it can come back in if it wasn't replaced by any verses Kavua. Then it can come back in even after one time. Okay, even after one time, it can come back. We'll get back to that. That's another way of learning Rashi. Okay, anyway, on the main, that was kind of a side point for now, but I explained it because that's what's in the Gemara. You have to read the Gemara carefully. Let's look now. So you take a look in the Rashba, source number 9, Torah Habayis. Does anyone get what I just said? The ultimate purpose of that Brisa was to prove Rav Papa's case, okay, that seeing twice can be undone by one miss. Okay, you don't need two misses. That we got. But then the Gemara mentioned, the Brisa mentioned this other point, which Rashi struggles to explain. Okay, so we have two different ways to read Rashi. Either an Akira is not called an Akira unless that not only did that day go by without seeing, but it was not replaced by a different day. Or she missed the month in Gantz, it's not lifted. Or the other way of reading Rashi is no, even if it was Nekar, okay, but it can come back after once and be the best as Kavua still, even after one time. If it was never replaced by a different verse of Kabbalah. Okay, now Rashba is just a quick review by Zion Shar Gimel. Okay, Hefresh is nothing new here. Hefresh Yesh B'Davar Bein Isha Sheish on Vesa Kabbalah, Isha Yelav Vesa Kabbalah, Ketzad. Havesas HaKabbalah Eno Nikbaad Shenikvano Shosh Apamin. Good, three times. Uchshem Shen Nikbaad Shosh Apamin Kach Eno Nekar Shosh Apamin. Itnan, the Perak HaIsha, Shei Osa Tzokhah, that's the end of the Perak. Ein nikba, I'm sorry, ein ha'isha kavas haves atchikon shlosh pomim, and a metaras haves atchikatakar mena shlosh pomim. Good. Afo pish ein nikba shlosh pomim harichos sheshes lo. But even though you can't be established as a kavu until three times, but she has to be chosheshes. But surah kol osa ona, and she's also to her husband that entire day. Kedek shomer vesis kavu, like by vesis kavu. Kedama hasam amar papa lo amar lo nikba avel lo mechash bechadetim lechayisha umia. But Kavan Shana Nikba, since it wasn't established, Hari Nekamen of Palmachas, one time missing that day is enough to eliminate that day from the equation. And a Filarasa Bashte Pomim, Even if she looked twice on that day, it's uprooted by one time, one miss. That's like her puff. Okay. So, yeah. It just explains the more. So, based on this, let's turn now to 10. Shulchan Aruch. Arsim Kufpei Tesef Beis. Tomer Vesis Haflogo. Keitzer Kovato. Kugon Shatira Dalad Pamim. Uveneim Gimel Zmanim Shoven. So, first of all, Shulchan Aruch tells us important. When it comes to Vesis Haflogo, you need four Re'ias. Because it's an interval. So the first one doesn't help. It's got to be, right? You have to have a total of four rias to get three intervals. The first, right? He says, Kigon, Shatira, Dalad, Pamim, Uveinehem, Gimel, Zmanim, Shoven, says the Mechaber. Kigon, Sherosa Hayom, she saw today. Ulusof, Chof, Yom, Pamacheres, after 20 days, she saw again. But Ulusof, Esim, Yom, and then again after 20 days. And so now she's had three rias, but two 20 days intervals. But Ulusof, Chof, Yom, and then again after a third 20 day interval. Zenikra versus Haflogos. So you need a total of dalad riyas. Sharia Rishona ain't a minimum. The first riyah doesn't count because Lafisha ain't about flogger. It wasn't an interval from anything. She always saw it as it was the same. There was no interval. The first time, that's how Shulchan Aruch says, right? When it comes to a flogger, there needs to be four riyas because the first one doesn't count. The first one doesn't count. Because there's no flogger, there's no interval. All right? On the other hand, Rafilu Kodim Shekavato, Shalosh Pam Choshesh is, again, that's what we know. Okay, one time is enough to be choshesh on that day the following month, that interval the following month. The shachin sekot and gimel shemiyad shorosa pam shnia l'sof chav the rear rishona choshesh mikan veilach v'kein kishegi yom chav shlishes. Right, if after she saw a second time after 20 days since the first year, okay, then she's choshesh for that interval even after one time, but it means two years. Okay, and that's how the Tarsha Shalom also is called Gimel, but self means Pirish Achar Yerushalom. I do want to mention, I should have printed it, I mean, it's later on in the source, I think 26, there's a long Berak HaBayis. The Berak HaBayis, the Ra'or, disagrees with this Svara. Okay, I should have printed the Berak HaBayis here, but for our, the Berak HaBayis says not true. The Berak HaBayis says that you don't need four Rios, it's not true. You don't need four Rios, three Rios is enough. I wouldn't mean there's only two intervals, okay? There's only two aflogas, right? But that's what the Berak HaBayis says. Berak HaBayis says that by Vesis Hafloga, you can have three Re'ios with two intervals, and that's enough to establish it as Kavua, okay? In other words, the minion of Re'ios is going to be no different than by Vesa Chodesh. Just like a Vesa Chodesh is established by three Re'ios on a particular day of the month, so too, a Vesa Hafloga is established by three Re'ios. So it's a bit difficult. What does he mean? Okay, why should that be so? I mean, what we said before is right. I thought you need three aflogas. You don't have three aflogas. So it's a little difficult. Or Soloveitchik explained, and I acknowledge I don't really fully understand it. This is in the notes. I think the other thing for also. The Rav explained that there's two dinim, this we've discussed, there's really two dinim. Like, I want to say what I'm bothered by, but it's so strange. What's the Berak HaBayis talking about? L'chora, it's obvious what the Rashbo said it, and the Shulchan Aruch passed it that way. To establish a Vesis Hafloga, you need a minimum of four Rios, because that's the Hafloga you have, right? I mean, after three Haflogas, that needs four Rios, by definition. Between A and B, between B and C, and between C and D. So now you have three Haflogas, and then I can establish a pattern. The first one can't count, and yet the Ra'or says no. The first one does count. So the Rav explained it as follows. I admit that I understand it, but I don't fully get it. What did the Rav say? He said, "Remember that there are two dinim with regards to kriyas vesis. One is a kriyas vesis establishes a chazoka that the woman will see on this particular day, but it's also a chazoka that she won't see on other days." She will see on that day. She won't see on other days. Okay? So, the first point, that namely that she's going to see on a particular vessel, a particular day, right? That's no geya to the Chiyuv Prisha on that particular day, right? Because the first din of Kriyas Vessels is that she's expecting her period on this particular day, and therefore she has to be parish from her husband and do bedikas and so on and so forth on that day. Good. The second din, okay, that she won't see on other days is nogea to dayashaita, that's not the time that she sees, right, which we've discussed. So now, by Vesis HaChodesh, okay, we talk about Vesis HaChodesh, Vesis HaShavua, let's talk about Vesis HaChodesh. So the emphasis is that it's a particular day. She will see on this day, okay? And therefore, there's a chazaka that she'll see on this day and not on some other day. And that you need three times to be koveya that particular day, a chazaka. Like as I said before, you have to have a chazaka that she's going to see on that day. That establishes a chazaka that she's going to see on that day. But a vesis hafloga, the vesis hafloga is not really a din in the day that she's expecting. And I don't know why you have to say that, but this is what the Rav said. He said, a vesis hafloga, the emphasis is on the days that she will not see. She will not see during those interval days. All those intervening days are days that she will not see. The days of Afloga. Okay? And therefore, and rather, she'll see after that. She'll see after those days are up. So therefore, what he said was, even after three Re'ios and two Aflogas, the third Afloga, so to speak, that she's not going to see, and is kicked off, if you will, by the third Re'ia. The first Re'ia kicked off 20 days when she's not going to see. The second Re'ia kicks off 20 days when she's not going to see. The third Re'ia already kicks off 20 days when she's not going to see. So therefore, that's already called the Vesis HaFloga. Even after three Re'ias, we have a Vesis HaFloga. She's not going to see those days. So until the end of that period of time. For any Re'ia from the beginning of that time until you won't see, that for that you need three Re'ias. Okay? Even the third time. Because the Afloga, the third Afloga, kicks off a period of time where she's not going to see, even though she hasn't seen a fourth time yet. Okay, but the Svara of the Berakabayas, according to what I was saying, okay, again, in other words, two things, let's put it this way, two things are impacted by Kviyas Veses. A Chazaka she will see at this Zman Veses, and a Chazaka she won't see before then. So by most Vestas, let's say Vesa Chodesh, the Iker is a day on which she will expect to see. By Hafloga, the Iker is she won't see during those intervening days. So the third Re'ia initiates an interval at which she won't see. So three Re'ia is enough to establish a Vesa Hafloga. That's the Rav explained to justify the Sheet of the Bedeka Bias. The third Re'ia also kicks off a series of days when she's not expected to see. That's the idea of Vesa Hafloga. I'm not sure I understand. I mean, I understand what he's saying. I'm not trying to still understand the chiluk, but that's what he says. Okay, just to move on. Yeah, okay, I don't get it. That's his explanation of this unusual sheet of the Rav. Oh, the Pashas is like the Rashba, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you need three, in order to have three aflogas, you need four Re'ias by definition. The Berak Abayah says, even the third Re'ia already counts. Why? Because it initiates, it kicks off a series of days when she's not going to see. So that's already happening with the third Re'ia. Okay, about Afloga, the emphasis is somehow on the days that she won't see, not the days she is going to see. Okay, so explains the Rav. Just also, Machlokes Achronim, okay, that's important to be aware of. You know, when we calculate the Vesis Afloga, Afloga from what? By Vesis Afloga, okay? Afloga from what? So, the Sam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, Chelek Yeredeus in Kuf Samachlov, 13, he writes, Mashakosas, you're also in Chesav, a Tesla of Pomsnius, Biotes, and Chopov, and so on. Ain position of clothes, Dinaki Kvari, Schemu, Rova, Poskim, Mishonim, the Bosser, Tchilos, Re'ias, Lina, Mekvias, Havesis. Okay? The Vesa Floga means the time from the first Re'ia of this cycle till the first Re'ia next time. That's how you measure the Afloga. Afloga is from the first Re'ia until the first Re'ia. Again, we're going to assume not like the Ra'o, we'll assume like Rashba. Okay, you need four Re'ias. So you measure the Hafloga from first Re'ia A to the first Re'ia B to the next month first Re'ia C and the next month first Re'ia D. If all those things are parallel, then that establishes the Vesa Hafloga. Right? If there are 30 days between the first Re'ia A and first Re'ia B, okay, and the same number of days in the first Re'ia B and the first Re'ia C, and the same number of days the first Re'ia C and the first Re'ia D, then you've established the Vesa Hafloga. You with me? That's the Chasam Sofer. Okay, a floga means the time from the first Re'ia of the first month A to the first Re'ia of the next month. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch Harav doesn't seem to say it that way. It's in Kuf Pei Tes Ar Simon Sukkot and Vav. He says Pirish Hayom B'Vav the Pasuk Shiel Shikul Yosef Yom Shalachem Mechashin a floga Yom Shalachem Shu Sofer Yosef. The afloga is measured by the conclusion of the re'iyas. Okay? The conclusion of the re'iyas. That's what he said. But not like the some sofer. The Shulchan Aruch says we go based on the sofer year. We measure the afloga from the sofer year. Okay? Not sure why he says that, but maybe because what we said before, afloga is days that she won't see. Like the Rav said, to explain the shita thereof. If afloga is the focus on a time when she's not expected to see anything, so we don't start measuring until after the period is over, right? That's when the time of not seeing begins. Okay. All right. Anyway, so much about Veses afloga. Okay. One other element of Veses afloga applies to other things as well. And that's, of course, the Veses adilug. Okay. Let's take a look at the Sugya and Midah Samadam and Aleph 15. Itmar. Rosa Yom Chamishos Lechodeze. Yom Tezayan Lechodeze. Yom Shivosa Yudzayan Lechodeze. She saw on day 15 of one month, 16 the next month, 17 the next month, this one. So Rav Omar Kabbalah Vesis of Dilug. Okay, there's a Vesis of Dilug. She sees each month the next day of the month, 15th of this month, 16th of the next month, 17th of the next month. Now she's a Vesis of Dilug. Okay, at the three times. That means the following month, since we choshesh, let's say it was 15th of Nisan, 16th of Iyar, 17th of Sivan, so she has to be choshesh, 18th of Tammuz. Shmuel Amar, Achat Teshalesh B'Dilug. Shmuel says no. Okay, Rav says that 15th, 16th, 17th, so according to this Vesta Dilug, she'll have to be choshesh at day 18. But Shmuel says no. There needs to be one more interval. The Vesta not Kaveh until she sees the 18th of next month, because again, the first Re'iyah doesn't count. The first Re'iyah, the first time, doesn't count. You can't start counting 15, says Shmuel, as you don't know what's going to come afterwards. How could that be part of the pattern? Because how can you say 15, 16, 17? The 15 doesn't count. She always saw 15. Or whatever, she saw 12 and 14 and then 19 and 15. Okay, and then suddenly after that, she saw 16 and 17. Says Rav, says Shmuel, that can't count. The 15 was random. The 15 wasn't part of a pattern. You have to have a pattern to be Kovei Vesel Dilug. So the first one doesn't count. Now it's a 16, 17, 18. After seeing 15, now I see a pattern has developed. But the 15 can't count. And then you saw next month 16, next month 17. That's not a pattern because 15 was just what it was not part of anything. 15 was only part of the pattern retroactively or retrospectively. Okay, looking back, it turns out it was part of the pattern. But at the time, it wasn't any pattern. So that's what Shmuel says. Ashat Shalik B'Dilug. Okay, Shmuel says there needs to be another interval, and the Ves not kovei until she sees the 18th the next month, because the first Riyah doesn't count. Okay, look in Rashi. Okay, 16. Kovei la Ves l'dilu and suyom chodesh yom yud ches chodesh really yom yud ches chodesh chamish pein l'olam. Right, Rav says you're kovei after seeing 15, 16, and 17, so now you have to be chodesh the 18th of the next month and the 19th the month after that, etc., etc. And Shmuel says no, actually to shalosh b'dilu next Rashi the yom tesvav enam in a minyan. There was no jump there. There was not, the first one doesn't count, says Rashi, explaining saying Shmuel. Okay, the 15th was random. That wasn't part of it. There's no pattern. Okay. So the Gemara suggests in 15, second line, name a Ravu Shmuel Bepluta, the Rebbe Rishon Gomil Kamifligi. What's the Machokas, Rav and Shmuel? Maybe the Machokas, Rav and Shmuel is the old Machokas, Rebbe of Shmuel Gomil, which we had in Yevamos, right, many times. Right, we had it for how many times? They need a chazaka. The Tanya Nisa Slavishan, this was the woman who married the husband's died. Right, the Isha Katlonis. And now he died of old age. Something happened. Right, so the Tanya Nisa Slavishan Remeis Lasheni Remeis Lashishilo Tinase the Rebbe. Okay, first husband died, second husband died. She shouldn't marry a third time according to Rebbe because we already have a chazaka. After two times, I'm sure Lomiel Amar Lagimel Tinase she can marry a third time, but Lodalo Tinase. So the Gemara's suggestion is that Rav holds like Rebbe, but you only need two times. So therefore, you're right. Rav doesn't argue. 15 doesn't count, but 16 and 17 is enough because that's already a chazaka after two times. So now you have to be choshesh for 18. Good, that's Rav. And Shmuel says no. Shmuel says you need 16, 17, and 18. You need Achat Shalosh B'Dilug. So because he holds like Kershun Gamliel, you need three times. The Gemara says no. Look, Gemara rejects that. Have a the Chula Alma Kershun Gamliel. Everyone agrees like Shmuel Gamliel. Hakam Hakam. Here's a Hakam. Rav Sabar Chamisha Sama Minyano, or Shmuel Sabar came to Lab Medina Chazite Lab Minyano. And Mora said, no, we said before, okay, according to Rav, it's not part of the Minyan, Okay, it's not part of the cheshbon. According to Rav, it's not part of the cheshbon because the first one. According to Rav, rather, again, according to Rav, the first the chamish also is part of the cheshbon. According to Shmuel, it's not. Why? It says came with a lav bedil chazit, a lav minyanu. If that didn't come as part of a pattern, the first one, 15, was not part of the pattern. Now, this is a very strong argument. Rashi doesn't say anything. So, I mean, what's going on? It's a good kasha. Shmuel seems to be right. I mean, I'll be pashas, no? I'll be pashas. Shmuel's right. It's 15, 16, 17. But 15 doesn't count. That was not part of the pattern. That was a random day. It didn't become a pattern until afterwards. So Shmuel's right. So what's Rav's thinking? So Rashi doesn't say anything. But take a look now. Skip over for a moment to source 17. The Chedush Aran. The Chedush Aran. Anadav and Nidus Amadav. Anadav explains the Shita of Rav. So the Chiddush HaRav in the middle of that piece, source 17, says, "Behind the time of the Rav, the Sfirle Tesvav." What's the logic of Rav? What do you mean? What do you mean? 15 counts? It wasn't part of a pattern. 15th was the first. It wasn't at that point any pattern. It became a pattern afterwards. Okay, so then you need three times. Like supposed to 16, 17, 18. Now you realize, 15 was the beginning of a pattern, but the time you didn't know, so that can't count. So Shmuel's right. So he says, "Behind the time of the Rav, the Sfirle the Tesvav Minyanahu." Retroactively, right? That's guess what? Turns out that 15 was part of the pattern. True, we don't know about that till later. But once you have it, 15, then you have the next month 16. Now comes the next month 17. You look back and say, hey, wait a minute. We have a pattern here, 15, 16, 17. Next month's going to be probably 18. That's basically what the Ran explains. The Sheet of Rav is that we do count it retroactively. Okay? Igle Milsa. Igle Milsa, Shosom, Grona Vesa, Shiobo. Okay? So, therefore, says Rav, the 15th does count. So after you have 15, 16, and 17, that's already called the Vesa Sladilog. And the next month, you have to worry about 18, and the month after about 19, etc. Okay? So this is the explanation that the Ran gives for the Sheet of Rav. Shmuel sounds more logical. But Rav says, no, the Enochanami, you may not have realized at the time, but now looking back, after we've had 16 and 17, now we look back and say, wait a minute, 3 months ago it was 15, so there's a pattern here. So Rav said, that's good enough. Now, you'll ask me 1 second. By Dilug, what did we say by Vesas Ladilug? We said you have to have Vesas Aflogo. Okay, didn't we say by Aflogo, you've got to have, forget the Berakabayas now. Didn't we say by a vessel of Floga, you have to have four Re'ias? According to Rav, why is this any different? Because the first one we said didn't count because it wasn't part of an interval. Okay? So maybe Rav should argue over here too. Maybe Rav should say by vessel of Floga also the first one counts. What do you need? And we only need two intervals, not because of the Berakabayas reason. The Kadosh Aran anticipates that, and he says in the third line of 17, "Umiyo bevesas aflogos afilu Rav mode." Even Rav admits you need four rios. Sheish ben gimel aflogos have three intervals. The kaven shikovas ves aflogos gimel aflogos bari beina. Okay, because what are we trying to establish? We're trying to establish what's called the vesas aflogos. So a Vesas HaFloga needs to have three HaFlogas, right? The whole thing is to establish a Vesas HaFloga, right? An interval Vesas. So you need to have three intervals, okay? Push it, okay? And therefore, you need to have four Rias, not have three intervals. Badai B'inan, below Domi LaVesas HaDilug. Da'ocha Kevin Shayom Goron LaVesas. But by a Vesas HaDilug, it's not an interval issue. It's a day, 15th to 1 month, 16th to next month, 17th to next month, 18th to next month. It's a day, okay? Below HaFloga. So then, Ria Kamai said, no, I mean, no, okay, the first one also counts retroactively. You see, the first one counts. That's the Chiddush Aran explaining the Sheet of Rav. Good. Now let's go. Okay, we'll get it. Someone get that? That's an important Chiddush Aran. Again, I stuck it in because Rashi will explain it. But okay, then the Gemara asks, okay, back in me, the Sam of Dalam and Alam. All right, Gemara asks, Esrei. We're on the fourth line of 15. Esrei. Hoysa Limuda. The Osro Yom Tesvav, the 15th of the month. The Shin Soyom Shishasar, Zevazer Sur. Shin Soyom Shivasar, Huta Shishasar, Vanessa Hamishasar, the Shivasar. Right? Keep the numbers straight. She always saw on day 15. Now, suddenly 1 month she saw on day 16. So the month after that, what's going to be Osir? 15 and 16. The following month she saw on day 17. So now 16 is out. because 16 is only in once. Remember, we said that once you have a miss, that's it for that day. So if in the third month you saw on day 17 and not day 16, day 16 is out of concern because she only had it once and it was undone the following month. What's in now, 15th is still in because it hasn't been uprooted. That was the long time versus. That was a long time kavul, 15. So that has been uprooted three times. So that's still in the mix. And the following month, 17 will be in the mix now because she saw once in the 17th. Okay, good. So then Shin Sali Yom Shona, the following month, she saw on day 18. Okay, so then already now everything's out. Okay, 15 is out because you now had 3 months, the third month now, where she didn't see on 15, where she didn't see on 15 the first month when she saw on the 16th instead. She didn't see on the 15th the second month when she saw on the 17th instead. And now she didn't see on the 15th when she saw on the third month when she saw on the 18th instead. So now 15 is out. And 16 and 17 are also out. Only 18 is a concern. Now, this is a kashya l'Rav. This is a question against Rav. Because according to Rav, why is it kashya l'Rav? Why is it a question against Rav? So take a look. Okay. Look in Rashi. Rashi is the gish was tiyufta the Rav. Okay. Tiyufta the Rav. Before we get that, let's see the Rashi. It's 16. Hoysalimuda versus Kabul Tesvav. And I'm just spending time on this because sometimes the numbers and it gets confusing. But hopefully you got it. You get it straight in your head now. So let's see what the case is. Hoy Salamuda versus Kabula Tezbov. She only saw in 15, in the second Rashi now, or the third Rashi in 16. So 16. Anita Samadana. Hoy Salamuda versus Kabula Tezbov. Vishinsa Liyadvav. And the next month was 16. Zev is Asur and Komer Kashagia Tesvav Yudvav O Tasur. The following month, 15 is still Asur because that's the long time versus Kabul. And 16 Asur saw once. Chosa Vishinsa Vishnil Shivasar. The following month she saw on the 17th. Good. So Hutor Tezayin Mikamelech 16 is out. Shalom Kavat El Pam Achas. It was only once and that was undone. Hilchot Pam Achas Inekar. Then the third month, then Hutru Kulan. Tezvav is now out. Chari Akartel Shosha Pam. And Tezayin and Yud Zayin also knocked out because he only had once. And Afil Yud Ches Habolo is El Yud Tez. Kisani Mishmona Asar Elok Chari Shil Shavit Dilog. The Kavala Vesis El Dilog. So now, even 18 will not be a problem because now she has a pattern. So this is Tiyufta the Rav. The Haksani Shinsel Shivasar Nasar Tesov Yivav. The middle case says that if she changed to 17, so 15 and 16 are out, but 17 should also be out because now Rafa got the Dilga Bezimna. She had 15 and 16. So from the point of view of Vesas Ladilug, it should be out on day 16, on day 17. That's a kash against Rav. Because again, in the month where she saw on the 17th. She didn't see the 15th, she didn't see the 16th. Okay, but she saw the 17th. So in that month, again, right, she saw on the 17th. So it says 15 and 16 are still usher. Okay. But it doesn't say that from the 17th and on it's going to be usher because she now had three dilug vessels. It's true from the day of the month, but in other words, she didn't have a. Let's explain the case. In other words, what is it again? According to what's the case again? Hi Salimud Aliyah Shom Tesla. She was on day 15. Now in month A, she saw on day 16 instead. So now in month B, 15 and 16 are both usher. Good. In that month, with 15 and 16 both usher, she changed to 17. Okay, so now 16 is now free. Okay, but 15 and 17 will be in the third month. In the third month, she saw on day 18. So then 15 is out, and 16 and 17 are also out. So the only usher will be Shmona Sama'ela because now you have the dealer, because you've had 16, 17, 18. But according to Rav, that should already be a case in the previous month. That should already be the case in the month we have on the 17th. Okay, because you had 15 and 16. And Rav said the 15 already counts as the first of the Dilug days. Because Rav says the first Riyah does count. So 15, 16, 17, the first Riyah counts. According to us, we don't hold like Rav. It makes sense because the Gemara didn't mention the 18th and so on until the third month. Because then you had the pattern. 15 didn't count, but then you had 16, 17, 18. So now you have to be Choshesh for the deal. Okay, but the cash against Rav. According to Rav, the first one counted. So already should have been in the second month when you come to the 17th. Okay? Because you now had 15, 16, 17. Right? Now you already had a deal. And yet the Gemara says no. So Gemara says, Amar Harav Limuda Shani. Rav would say, Kema the best of Kabula Tezvav, Shadinan Shriel Tezvav, Imriel Shavra Leha, Sharvizmana Rosa, Hecham and Tilamayana, Imhan the Dilu. He said, there I agree, because there 15 certainly wasn't part of the pattern. 15 was part of the previous Vesas Kavua. So there I agree with you. Rav answers and he says, I agree with that case, because there are fifth rule is 15. 15 was the day which she was always accustomed to seeing. So there I agree that can't count as the first of the pattern. Because there obviously wasn't part of the pattern, it was part of the previous thing. It was part of the previous kviyas. So there I agree that 15 doesn't count, and therefore it's not until she sees in the third month, 18, that we can have a pattern of 16, 17, 18. 15 won't count. So what I'm talking about, when I say the first one counts, look at the second part of that Rashi. That's when that was the beginning. Okay, as Rav explains, Rav, I wasn't talking about Limuda. I was talking about that was the first of the Re'ias. Okay, so that's how Rav answers the question. Then the Gemara says, parentheses, I put it in, but the Dikar Lamakar, it's such a good answer, obvious answer from Rav. What do we have to mention? Okay, that happens. The Gemara says, no, came to Limuda of Akar to betray Zimna Akrile. I might have thought, no. Taking out once is sufficient. So again, it's kind of a kamash halam. It's a weak havman. If you take a look in the Meiri, okay, I printed it over here in source 18. The Meiri, Kvar Biana Mishnah Shafak says, "Eno Shlosh Plomim." Masha Omer B'Sugizu Salka Daita Chamina Kevin the Limudahi Bakarit to betray Zimna Akirele Sugi BeAdalmo. Okay, Ve'Ein LaHakshus BaHechay Olo Daita Kain Shalom Nemar Alav B'Dchi BeAlmo. The Gemara, basically, it's a weak habamin to justify the kasha against Rav. Okay, his answer is a strong answer. And the Gemara's first assumption was, you know, maybe it should be the same. That's a weak assumption. Okay, we don't need to go into that.
Let's just take away from the kasha, though.
What's like, that?
The Gemara said, the karila makarila, like, takes away from the question. Like, if the answer...
Well, we're basically asking, what's the habamin, right? I mean, that's a concern. What's the habamin? So the Meiri says, was that a weaker habamin? You know, that's what he says. You're right. The Gemara is a little sure. I agree with you. I mean, that's why I printed the Meiri. The Rashi doesn't deal with it. But the Meiri says, you know, you're right. It's not such a strong, kasha. The answer was so obvious. Okay. Then the Gemara concludes, Meisrei. Rasa yom esim v'echad b'chodesh zeh. Yom esim v'shnayim b'chodesh zeh. Yom esim v'shosh b'chodesh zeh. And kavala vesis, right? She saw day 21 of this month, 22 of the next one, 23 of the next one. She has a vesis. Okay, the following month, Sirgal Yom Esim Arbu. She skipped the 24th day. Okay, and not on day 23. In other words, the third month. If in that third month, instead of saying on day 23, she skipped the 24, then there's no Vesis at all. So Mar says, wait a minute, so that's the Yufta the Shmuel. Okay, that seems to be a rejection of Shmuel. Why? So look in Rashi. Okay, one second. Why is that a kash against Shmuel? Yeah, because there the first Ria apparently does count. Okay, first Ria really does count. And we said if she saw, as the Gemara says, if she saw, woman saw on day 21, 22, and 23, that's a Vesis. If she saw on day 21, 22, and 24, that's not a Vesis. But we are counting the first Ria. And Shmuel said the first Ria doesn't count. That's the point. Okay. So that's the question. The kasha against Shmuel. My skin going to regila the mechzviyom esim the shinsim esim echad. Okay. No, it means that before there's really something before this. It started with day 21 in the brisa, but it really means that before that it was day 20. The Shmuel would say that the case was what she usually saw on day 20. Then she saw on day 21. Then day 22. Then 23. So not counting the first one. Okay. Anyway. That's a small get out of it. Okay. Okay. Anyway, that's the sugya in terms of those bases. Let me just begin very quickly I will talk about this more tomorrow. That's about Vesel Afloga and Vesel Dilug. Okay. What about Vesel Chodesh? What about Vesel Chodesh? So actually, I mean, Vesel Chodesh is not really in the Gemara per se. Vesel Chodesh is not really in the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara doesn't really talk much. It doesn't talk about Vesel Chodesh. And therefore, the Rishonim discuss whether there's such a concept. All right, now, Tosus says, we'll look at 19. Tosus on Saladam al-Avas, Vivimans Itmar, says, Ras of a Tesu Chodeseh, Tesam Chodeseh. Right, all the Gemara brought up, that Gemara in Saladam al-Avas, it talks about, you know, the Dilug, the skipping, that thing were brought up, but never talked about actually seeing on the same day. What the Gemara did talk about was seeing on day 15 of the month, then day 16 of the month, then day 17 of the month, or day 20, 21, 22. That the Gemara talks about. Okay, this Vesas Ledilug. But the Gemara never mentions, what if I saw three times in a row on day 15? Is that Kaveh Vesas? We call that Yom HaKodesh. It's very unusual because, again, the three big Vesas that we're concerned about is Ona Beninus, day 30, which we spoke about already last week, and Vesas Haflaga, and the Vesas Yom HaKodesh. But where does the Gemara really ever talk about the Vesas Yom HaKodesh? Doesn't really, yeah. Yeah.
According to the Shach, Ona Beinoni is a Vesas HaKodesh?
That's what the Shach says, yeah. That's okay. But again, where does the Gemara actually talk about Vesas HaKodesh? This sugya that I just showed you on Samas Dalin was not talking about Vesas HaKodesh. It was talking about a day of the month, but never mentioned specifically that if you saw three times on the same day of the month, that's Kovei Aves HaChodesh. What it did talk about was you saw on day 20, and then day 21, then day 22. And then we have a discussion, the first one counts, the first one doesn't count, whatever. Okay, but that it talks about. So the Gemara does talk about a pattern being developed based on the day of the month. But what we call Vesas HaChodesh, you're right, I mean, your point is well taken. The Shach said it's the same thing. But where is it in the Gemara? Okay, and when we talk about Rabbeinu, but where is Vesas HaChodesh not really mentioned specifically in the Gemara? That's what I'm pointing out. Okay, again, we have a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, does the first week count or not, and so on. But where do we ever see that if you saw on the same day of the month three times in a row, then that's Kovei Aves? Never said that specifically, strangely enough. But the Gemara never mentions that. So Tosus, on that Daf and Nida, son of Dara and Olive, Yomasa Itmar says as follows. On the case where it says she saw the 15th, then she saw the 16th, then she saw the 17th, then we have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Does that come out? It tells us, Dafka Bechi HaGavna. They argue in that case whether the first re counts or doesn't count, right? It means she saw day 15, 16, 17. The Dilug, the Vesel Dilug, the skipping. Okay, that we talk about. And there's an argument the first re counts. Avol says Tosus. Rasa begimel chadoshim, over bezel chodesh, over echad. She saw 3 months in a row, the same day, the second of the month, the first month, whatever. Then lechula alma ain't tzarich yoser. And so Tosa says as follows: when do Rav and Shmuel argue as to whether the first day counts or the first day doesn't count? That's when we're talking about dilug. She saw 15, 16, 17. Now, is that already enough to say the 18th is next month after we choshesh, already a pattern or not? So that's the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether the first one counts or doesn't count. Fine. But says Tosus, from there we're medayik, but if she saw the same day, that's only if she saw skipping from 15, 16, 17, then it's a machlokas where the first three count. But if she saw three times in a row on the 15th, then says Tosus, no machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Then everybody agrees the first day counts. You follow? The Chazoi Reish Yachar Reish Yachar and so on and so forth. Afilu Shachar Baruch Chosev Enei Amishavin Rilu Yishavin. We call Mokum Kriyas Hachodesh Gorim. That's the Vesas Hachodesh. So Tosus points out again. It's important. Tosus Nida Dav Samech Dalar and Alav Dilmas Itmar. Tosus sort of sticks in. Okay, so Tosus sort of sticks in the Vesas HaChodesh as it's implied by our Gemara. Because our Gemara here on Samach Dalet says, there's a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, when you have a Dilug, does the first day, 15, let's say in our example, does 15 count as the first to establish a pattern of 16, 16, 17? Or no, 15 doesn't count, it's got to be 16, 17, 18. Fine, that's the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel we just discussed. But if it wouldn't be that circumstance, meaning it would be three times the same day, three times on 15, then Rav and Shmuel would agree that that's already called Beves, because they were not interested in Dilug. And that's what we call the Yom HaChodesh. That's what we call the Ves HaChodesh. According to Tosus, okay, Tosus says that there is something called a Ves HaChodesh. Okay? Something called the Ves HaChodesh. So, it's somewhat unclear in the Gemara. There is a Gemara earlier on Lamed Testament Beis. Okay, the Gemara says, that's what Tosus is referring to. The Tosus there in Samadal and Aleph, Dimas Yitma refers to this Gemara in Lamed Testament Beis. We'll finish up with this for today, 20. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Ish Omer, Isha Kovasa Vesavim. Omer Lay, Lo, Hachi Kamar Rabbi Yochanan. Kigon de Chozi, Reish Yacha, Reish Yacha, Ve Esim Chamisha, Be Yacha, Reish Yacha. Damrinan Demei, Dome Yeseru, who did Tosu Bo. That'll still count, just as she started earlier, the extra Dom. Chenik Yosa Robin, Rechon Chusiyam, Amruk, Rav Huna, Bereid, Vishu Evan. The Chusiyam means the people who came from Eretz Yisrael, Lav Dafka by the Yam, by the ocean. I mean, they came from Eretz Yisrael. Rashash talks about it. But in any event, from that Gemara, that's what Tosa says. You see, look in Rashi, and we'll finish with this, 21. Amalei lo elahochem ariochem kigon. The Chazya trey zimli bireishah, because she saw twice on Rosh Chodesh, upam shishis b'chafei. And the third time, on day 25, uravias b'Rosh Chodesh. Amalei hachriyas b'sraisa, she shlishis liyash Rosh Chodesh, but talking me to do some mamish. She need them Yom Chav Hei, and so on. So that will count, and the first day of Rosh Chodesh will count, the day, one, first of the month, will already count as the Ves HaChodesh. So bottom line is, that's what Tosus learns from that Gemara, and he put it with this Gemara, so we don't have an exact statement about Ves HaChodesh, but it can be inferred, both from our Gemara and from the Gemara, and Daf Lamed Tes, our Gemara meaning Daf Samach Dalet, which talks about the Dilug. That by the Dilug, there's a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, with the first day, first of the pattern count, because the first one's not really part of a pattern. It was a random day, and the pattern is not to live to 16, 17, 18. According to Rav, it's even 15, 16, 17, because retroactively we see it is part of it. Okay, retrospectively we see it is part of it. Fine, that's where the machlokas is. But, if there would be three times 15, then everyone agrees it's Kovei Veses. And that's the simple reading of the Sugya on Lamed Tes, which talks about three times Rosh Chodesh. One time she saw a little bit early, including on Rosh Chodesh, but that also implies there's such a thing called Ves HaChodesh. So it's just instructive to recognize that that the concept of Ves HaChodesh, while important, is not really explicit in the Gemara. I'll continue with that Bez Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we'll finish this sheet tomorrow about Ves HaChodesh. All right? Okay, wish everybody a good day.
Charlie.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I saw Rebbe's email about the shiur from Rabbi Rebbe.
Yes, Dr. Rebbe. Yeah.
Would I be able to share that with the guys in Rabbi Simon's shiur? Or do they already get it?
I don't know. Check with Rabbi. I imagine it's probably okay, but check with Rabbi. I mean, I'm sure it is okay, but I would check with Rabbi Zilberman. Okay, he's the one who spoke to me. So just you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
So just he's in the basement in the afternoon. So just he came to me and asked me. I assume he's going to let everybody know, and I'm sure he had no problem sharing with anybody. But just do me a favor, since he set it up, just double check with him. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good. Okay. Call to have a good day.